Hi, I'm Mary Lou, mum to Shane and Sean, mother-in-law to Aileen and Anne Francesca, grandma to the wonderful Miriam, Marielle, Cooper, and Ronan. My husband, Jim, and I moved with our sons in 1972 when they were 3 and 1. After selling our North Vancouver home and moving to Mackenzie, we couldn't afford to buy in North Van. So we made the best decision in our lives and bought a home in Steveston. 52 years later, I couldn't be happier to live my life by the rivers in this community. Our sons had a beautiful start to their lives, as the area was teeming with children, green space, ditches, and so many activities. They could shut the front door, climb on their bikes, and explore. I volunteered in whatever was asked of me at Austin Harris when Shane started school. Door-to-door canvassing for everything was a huge part of my young life. Being a cub leader was the most time-consuming and fun. We were cub leaders for the 25th Richmond, Georgia Cub Pack. Very active. Camping, hiking, family outings, fundraising filled our calendars. We went to jamborees, including the 1981 World Jamboree in Kananaskis, along with 20,000 others, exclamation point. I worked stamping and selling souvenir t-shirts. I was the assistant district commissioner for Richmond, Georgia, and served on the committee to develop Woodward's Landing Scout and Girl Guide campground. How did it affect me? I enjoyed being with children, and organizing events filled my cup. The friendships we made were a bonus. I've power walked 2 marathons, 1 half marathon, and several 10 kilometer. I'm still piling on the kilometers. I became involved in the art community when my second husband came into my life. Mike, otherwise known as the Happy Fellow, took up painting watercolors in his mid-60s. Soon after, we met and became friends with Mark Levina from Phoenix Art Workshop. Mike and I volunteered with Mark's first annual Grand Prix of Art in 2011 and onward. Trips we took. Mike and I owned a Volkswagen Westphalia, making many a road trip down the West Coast to visit Sean and his family. But you know, taking our coffees and climbing into our van to watch rush hour on the river 1 kilometer away gave us equal amounts of pleasure that we often sought out. Jim and I hiked part of the West Coast Trail with our sons when they were young, and later canoed around the Bowron Lakes. Being in nature was and is a very important part of my life. Nature's a beautiful reset, whether I need it or not.